Well, welcome to the podcast. It's Tony, Christy, and Nikki on Warm 101.3 in Rochester, New York, in case you're listening from outside the area.
Yes.
You can listen to us online live at warm1013.com, or we like doing the podcast for you, and you can share it on your socials with all your friends. We're at warm1013.com. We put it up on Facebook and all that stuff, too. So, a bridezilla. Here's a bridezilla story for you.
Mm-hmm.
One of the bridesmaids decided not to be in her bridal party because the bridesmaid said for the bride, I handpicked all the dresses. They're only one size eight. So if you're not a size eight, I recommend you hitting the gym.
What?
Yep. I keep going.
OMG.
No offense to anyone, but I have had this plan since I was in diapers and I want it to be perfect. The bridesmaid who decided to get out says, I'm a size 12 and I don't plan on becoming a size 8 by December, so sayonara.
Wow.
Yeah. On the day of her wedding, the bride is expecting her bridesmaids to have short and uncolored nails and shoulder-length straight hair. If your hair is short, get extensions. Right?
Oh, wow.
Fake tans are also not allowed.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so... Yeah,
oh, that ain't right.
No, it's wrong. It's all wrong all the way around.
I know.
I mean, when I got married the first time, I said, here are the two colors of dresses I want,
right.
And you can pick whatever version.
Right, but you don't say sizes.
Oh, absolutely not.
Mm-mm. You know, it's so much easier for guys.
Seriously.
Rent a tux, see at the wedding.
Yeah, you don't even have to pay for the dress. We have to pay for a dress.
I know.
We're never going to wear again.
I think it's a racket that should just be stopped. It's crazy.
Have you ever worn any of the dresses that you were
I have.
In?
I have. Some of my girlfriends got some dresses that, you know, could work for other formal events and things like
good
that.
Good for you.
Yeah, so I'm super excited.
Lucky. It's very few that happens.
You probably have the puffy arm sleeve.
Puffy sleeves.
What are you trying to say? I'm old?
Yeah.
Or the off-the-shoulder mauve floral print.
That was my first wedding. Okay.
Oh, my God.
My sister-in-law made my wife's dress for the wedding. It wasn't we got married in the backyard. It was very informal. I mean, I wore a suit. I didn't wear a tux.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, my wife's dress was very beautiful and rather sexy, but... It got destroyed somehow, and I don't remember the whole story behind it.
What?
But she doesn't have the wedding dress anymore. Which
yeah,
is
but
kinda...
what do you ever do with them? Like mine's still sitting all wrapped in somewhere. I don't even have a daughter. Like my son's not gonna want his wife wearing my wedding dress. Like
it's
that's just
so crazy.
That doesn't happen.
No.
So I also still have my wedding dress from my first marriage. And I even moved it into my husband's house.
Did you really?
I apologize.
Why would you do that?
Well, so I told him, I said, you know, I know this is weird, but like I really adore this dress. And I'm not able to donate it or let it go yet. I can't do it. Like, I love that dress. And I even asked him, because we're going to have a celebration ceremony.
Girl,
you can't wear that dress.
I asked him, can I wear the dress? He said, no way.
No way, baby.
What is wrong with you?
I love the dress, Chris.
Sell it or get rid of it. You shouldn't have it.
I know. And it's in his house now. And I moved it there. And I was like, why am I doing this?
Yes,
I should donate it.
All the way around, you know it's wrong, but you did it anyway.
Well, and part of me wants to put it on, try it on before I give it up.
Well, I'll do that. But just make sure Make sure he's not home.
That's a good point.
Or make sure he's home and then, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, then what the heck? Then it becomes okay. I'm just saying.
Lord.
All right? Oh, don't tell me you didn't think of it yourself, Nikki.
No.
Nobody thought of that but you.
Yeah. Seriously. Oh, by the way, one of my best girlfriends is getting married in October.
Give her the dress.
She found her dress this past weekend. She wouldn't show it to me. It's got to be a big surprise.
Mm-hmm.
But Chrissy, how much did you spend on your wedding dress?
Oh, goodness. It was not that much.
Like how much? Give me an estimate.
I don't know. It wasn't more than 1,000.
Right. I think mine was between maybe $500, $600.
Yeah, something like that.
Nothing insane. She's spending $2,000. And I know that's nothing to a lot of people.
It is nothing, yeah.
But to me, it's like, oh, my goodness, a dress you're going to wear once. I could take you on an all-inclusive trip to Mexico.
Have you seen those bridezillas in New York City? They spend like $50,000 to $150,000
That's
grand.
That's just insane.
On a dress.
Insanity.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I mean, buy a house.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. And that's the other thing. Some of the money I spent, even though I loved my wedding to Jason, but some of the money I spent, I'm like, man, we should have just went on a honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
For Vegas, which you've never been to, right?
Still haven't.
Been to Vegas.
Yeah. We saw like this really nice house the other day and we were driving by and Nate goes, that's a nice house. I said, yeah, that's our next house. That's where we're going to live. He goes, well, then we won't be able to go on vacations. I go, what vacations do we go on?
You know, we were just talking about this, about being house poor. Mm-hmm. Like, we could afford a really, really nice house, mm-hmm. but why would we?
You have a really nice house. I saw the picture you
right?
saw.
Right? What
gorgeous.
Are you talking about?
But, I mean, we could have, like, an even nicer
yeah,
house.
I know.
But
yeah.
then you'd be, there are so many people I know, especially in my age group,
yes.
who are house poor
mm-hmm.
because they just want that huge house. Mm-hmm. And it's like, really? Are you having, like, get-togethers all the time?
Yeah.
Right, you're
it's
not.
It's just you, your kids.
Yep.
And nobody else.
Yeah. No,
why
I know.
Not, you
yeah.
know, have a house you can afford and also go on trips five yep. times a year like me.
Like 5 times a year.
5 times a year.
Well, pre-pandemic.
Yeah, I know. And sort of some of the pandemic, too. Just be honest.
She cut it in half.
I cut it in half. Come on. Are you guys feeling lucky?
Sure. What?
I'm always feeling lucky, baby.
My stepboys, we have a clover field on the property.
Mm-hmm.
Shane cleared it out of pine trees and planted
some
clover.
One of them. We might have one
so
of them.
So you have
too.
Some four leaves in there?
More. Okay, so they got so excited they found a four leaf clover, right? And so then they go out hunting again because they read online that they're worth money. It's like, okay, honeys, where do you think people are going to pay you for these things?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, it says it's worth $60.
Hmm.
No.
Yeah, okay. So anywho, they go out looking, and they found not only plenty of four-leaf clovers, they found five-leaf, six-leaf, and seven-leaf clover.
Oh, wow, I've never heard of
that's
such
crazy.
A thing.
And we read up on it. They're actually mutated. Clovers.
Oh.
that's kind of cool.
And are they worth it more because there's more clovers?
In their minds, yes.
Yes.
Right.
Shane's suggestion was, why don't you just take them to school for show
there
and tell?
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Just don't cut the lawn, Dad.
Right. Well, it's funny because Jason the other day when we were outside, Boss was playing with this humongous bug. This huge bug. I'd never seen such a big bug, and it had wings. It was huge.
Ew.
So we Googled it, and the closest thing, and I'm sure it wasn't it, was I forgot what the bug was, but this bug is worth like $89,000.
Stop
so it. So Jason's like, did I just kill an $89,000 bug?
Wait a minute. Why would a bug be worth money?
I don't know. It's this rare, like, bug, but...
Who's going to buy it, Christy?
You know
nobody.
What?
That's the thing. It's not. But no. It was just funny because I Googled the bug and it came up.
What the?
Don't trap this. Just trap this bug. It's worth $89,000.
People will buy anything, Nikki, okay? There's a story this morning of a guy that passed away in Florida and didn't think he had any money. He left his baseball card collection to somebody. The baseball card's worth $20 million.
What?
Why? Because somebody says they're worth $20 million.
Because somebody will buy it for
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So, you know, it's just.
Maybe I should sell the dead bug for half the price.
Yeah.
It is huge.
You still have it?
Half price bug sale.
Well, Jason set it on top of the tarp that goes over the whatever you do the fire pit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's a white fire like tarp.
Yeah.
And it's just sitting there. Because he wants to look it up and see what it is.
Yeah.
He's never seen anything like it. So it literally
I'm
is still there.
I'm surprised it's still there. Some critter didn't come and take it.
No, it's still sitting there.
Wow.
I mean,
it's
at least it was
into.
Over the
maybe,
weekend.
Maybe somebody will buy a dead one for half the price.
I mean, Boss was literally playing with the thing, and I didn't know what it was. It was the size of like a mouse.
Tell him who Boss
Ew.
Is.
Boss dog.
Boss is your dog.
Is a dog. Boss dog.
So, Nikki, here's what's on the menu.
What you got?
Cicadas. Cicada tacos.
Speaking of bugs.
No.
Not going to do it, honey.
Oh, my goodness.
It's in Leesburg, Virginia. It's a Mexican place. They're ready to serve. They already serve grasshopper tacos, so adding cicadas was not a huge leap. They boil them, they bake them, they pluck their legs and wings off, they saute them in garlic and put some chili and avocado and radishes and a green sauce, and there you go. Cicada tacos. No, thank you.
Good.
Yeah. It's I'm not.
You don't even need the hard shell taco for that crunch.
I know, really. It's just,
yeah, vibe.
See, I don't know. I could not.
I don't eat bugs.
I don't eat bugs.
No,
not that I
don't want to know why I'm eating bugs.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. I mean, I'm sure some of these are going to get in all of our food. Yeah. There's so many of them. Yeah. But I don't want to know I'm eating it.
No, I just. That's why people say chocolate covered ants and things like that.
No,
there's no reason.
No.
How about chocolate covered cookies or chocolate covered, you know,
yeah,
anything, but not bugs.
Graham crackers.
Graham, there you go.
Now we can start talking about food.
I know.
I got to figure out what to make for dinner.
Well,
that's always
I'll tell
a
you,
problem.
It's s'mores season, so.
Mm. Oh, I had s'mores this weekend.
Did you really?
Did you? Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Yeah, I love, we, you know, because we had a little campfire every weekend at our house, and we just love doing it. I mean. And now it's like, I have a little hack for you. Do you guys like a Nutella?
Yes. No,
I don't.
Doesn't like Nutella?
Me.
Christy doesn't like
me.
Nutella.
Why?
Because it's like a hazelnut thing. It's not. It's like not even chocolate. Okay.
It's like chocolate.
It's
so
not.
Here's what I suggest: you get your Hershey's, you get your marshmallow, you get your graham cracker, and on the graham crackers you spread a little hazelnut,
Perfect.
It, Nutella. Okay.
Yes.
Now you can do that in the wintertime too with a microwave. Just saying. And it's awesome.
Nom nom.
Yeah, good stuff. What else, girls?
Oh, geez. I was so busy all weekend. I did go to Del Lago, though, with my sister.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, girl.
How'd you fit that in?
Seriously? My sister and I were talking right after basketball on Saturday. Her daughter finished up softball, and she came over and stopped by, and I looked at her, and I go, what are you guys doing today? And her daughter is there, and my husband watches movies with my niece. That's like their thing together.
Oh,
it's super cute.
Oh,
yeah. And because he'll explain them to her. He's very patient. My son, he's not patient. But with my niece, he's very patient. Like,
well,
if we had a daughter, you know, yeah, because she's a girl. So he's like, well, I got a movie we can watch, you know. And so I looked at my sister and said, let's go. So we had time to go. Girl, you don't have to wear a mask if you don't want to in certain places.
Right.
And that's one of them. And I took it off because we were like, oh, we don't have to wear a mask. It felt so weird.
Yeah.
I know, right? Don't you feel a little naked?
Yeah.
Yes.
To the point where we looked at each other and go, put it back on. Put it back on.
It's so crazy.
It felt so strange. We put them back on.
I'm still wearing mine pretty much everywhere just in case.
Well, I do other places, but we were in the casino. They make you force you to socially distance because there's like one chair for like three or four games, you know.
So I am still there because, you know, my mom's 101. So I don't want to take anything over there, although she's vaccinated. But, yeah, you never know.
I know. Yeah. People worry. And I get it.
Things are starting to open up, though.
And that's a good sign. That's the one thing. I guess we were like, this feels so weird. And then you can smell things, right, that you haven't smelled in a long time.
You want to put that N95 back on.
Yeah. And I go, put the mask back on.
All right,
so
kids.
Fun.
There's your podcast. Share it with all your friends and all your socials. We'll see you tomorrow on the radio, and we'll see you tomorrow on another podcast. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
See ya.